before we utter the words Hajran, just to be Messiah. So the last Mishnah of Masechtas Ma'arikot was on the top of Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis. And the Mishnah discussed really what the topic of the latter part of the Masechta was, Dinei Avelus, specifically Dinei Avelus B'mayed, which was the other topic of the Masechta. And then the Mishnah ends, that all these different halachas that we've been talking about, these are all things that lo yoleinu we have to deal with nowadays. Aval asad lavoi, but la'asad lavoi, when Mashiach's going to come, who the pasuk says, Bila hamavas la'netzach, u'macha Hashem aleikim dima me'al kol ponu. And that's the way the Mishnayis of Masechtas Ma'arikot ends. Tosfos on the top of Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis says, that why is it that the Masechta ends with those words? Why did we end Masechtas Ma'arikot, the Mishnayis, with the Pasuk Bila Hamavis LaNetzach U'mocha Hashem Elikim Dimo Me'al Kopanim? So it says Tosfos, I'm reading inside, Kidei L'sayim B'davar HaTov, because we wanted to end Masechtas Ma'arikot and really Seder Moyed with a Davar HaTov. Mishum, the Moyed Katan Usayv Seder Moyed. Because Moyed Katan is really the end of Seder Moyed. And because Moyed Katan is the end of Seder Moyed, it's for that reason, says Tosfos, we wanted to end not just the Masechta, but an entire Seder with a Davar HaTov. So what's the Davar HaTov? Ubila Hamavis LaNetzach, Umach Hashem Alekim Dimam, Yalkopanim, that there's going to be a day where there's going to be no death and there's going to be no tears. No one's going to cry because Rav's going to wipe all the tears from all the faces of the world and no one's going to know from Tzar and it's going to be no Psidus Toivus and Shmius Toivus. And that's the way we end Masechta's Maikot. And then Tosfos says that Lefizah, you can understand that the first Masechta in Seder Noshim, which is the next Seder that's coming, is Masechtas Yevamos. So he said, why do we start Noshim with Seder, with Masechtas Yevamos? You would think, Seder Noshim, right? What are the Masechtas? You have Yevamos, Ksubis, Nedarim, Nazir, Saita, then Gittin Kedushin. Okay, you should start from Kedushin, right? You would think that's the way you start the Masechta. Noshim deals with halachas of Ishus. So we start with Masechtas Kedushin. We start with Yevamos from all Masechtas. Why do we start with Yevamos? So Tosfos says, Mihai Taimim Matar Tzarev Yaakov Meir Olaynish, also known as Rav Yaakov Meir Olins. So Rav Yaakov Meir Olins said that what's the reason that we start Seder Noshim with Masechtas Yevamos? The reason is because we Masayim Seder Moyed with Masechtas Ma'arikot. What does Ma'arikot talk about? Avelus. It talks all about Peronios. So today, to make a smichus, which is interesting, between the Peronios of Ma'arikot and the Peronios of Seder Noshim, we start with a Masechta that talks about Peronios, which is Masechtas Yevamos, which right away deals with all the halachas of Yibam, which Rachmana Litzlan discusses someone that dies and doesn't have any children, v'chulu v'chulu. But either way, the end of Masechtas Ma'arikot is very much about Peronios, but we don't want to be Messiah with Peronios. So it's for that reason, the last line of the Mishnayos is Bila Hamavis LaNetzach U'macha Hashem Aleikim Dima Me'al Kopanim. So my hergish, seeing this Tosfos again, was what we spoke at earlier in the Masechta from the Heilige Chasam Sofer. Right, the Chasam Sofer, they bring in the Minhagim, didn't say Oif Simchas. Why didn't he say Oif Simchas? The reason he didn't say Oif Simchas was because today, the Chasam Sofer said, Simchas is Smachos, and it's the name of Evel Rabasi, which are the braises that talk about all the halachas of Avelis. Now, why would the halachas of Avelis, the braise, be known as Masechta Smachas? It's because Chazal didn't want to use the word Evel Rabasi, Val Bris Krusalis Vasayim, Retnish Tazoy. So it's for that reason, Beloshin Sagi Nahar, instead of saying Masechta Avelis, we say Masechta Smachas. But Chasam Sofer said that today, Masechta Smachas became synonymous with Hilchas Avelis. So the Chasam Sofer was so sensitive in this Inyan that he didn't even want to say Oif Simchas, because he felt the word Oif Simchas, it invokes Masechta Smachas. And Masechta Smachas, it invokes Dini Avelis. I mean, today, if you hear the words Bila Hamavis LaNetzach, Umach Hashem Alekim Dima Me'al Kopanim, Betrachfen Alevaya, that's when we hear these words. That's the way a Baal Masvid finishes his Levaya. Now, it's because you're being Messiah B'ki Toiv. And it's based on a Tosfos of Masechta Ma'arikot and Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis. But the MS is Belosh and Tzach, you know, it almost finishes like Wending the Levaya, Bila Mavis on Netzach, Umach Hashem Elekim, Dima Mial Kopanim. But it's interesting because the Mishnayis ends with Bila Hamavis LaNetzach. But the Gemara didn't end Bila Hamavis LaNetzach. The Gemara ended Amar Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Rav, Talmidei Chachamim, Ein Lahem Menucha, Afilu Lo'ilam Habo, Shenemar Yelchu Michayel Olchoyel, Yira Elekim Betzin. And I think there's a Makar that this is also an Indian of being Messiah B'Davar Toif, a Davar Nifla. That is the Ramah in Erechaim Simin Kuf Lamed Ches. This is in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah. So the Ramah says as follows. He says that a person should be mechaven, sheyaschul tamid likra b'davar toiv, that in Kriyas HaTorah, you should try that the first pasuk should be a davar toiv, v'yisayim b'davar toiv, and the last pasuk should also be a davar toiv. V'ayin l'kaman simin tof chav chesed. This is not svurim hakdoshim. This is a ramah. The Ramah says that a person, when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, there's an inyan that the Kriya should start with a Davar Toiv, and it should end with a Davar Toiv as well. There's a tshuva, in the Shailas tshuva is Rav Paalim, from the Hilig Ben Ishchai. So the Ben Ishchai was asked the question, and this is in Rav Paalim, it's Chelig Dalid, it's Simen Membeis. The question he was asked was as follows. The Pasuk, the Shail told him, that the Ramah says, that a person should make sure that every aliyah should be Messiah with a davar toiv, or at the very least, the parsha should be Messiah with a davar toiv. And his question was that parsha is Bamidbar. The last pasuk is v'lo yavoyu lirois kevale es hakodesh v'mesu. So the shoyul asked the Ben Ishchai, he said, the kasha, haloi ein Messiah min aseidah b'davara. You're not supposed to be Messiah with a davara. K'mei shekasa b'shulchan aruch. Yerichayim esimin kofla mitches. Yoreinu amir etzedek. So Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, this was the question that was asked to the Ben Ishchai in Rav Paalim. He says, why then do we end Parshas Bamidbar with this pasuk of Elo Yavoyu Liris Kevales Akoidesh Vamesu? The last word is Vamesu. Why are we ending with Misa? We're being Messiah with a Dovara. It's a halach in Shulchan Aruch. You're not supposed to be Messiah with a Dovara. So the Ben Ishchai wrote back to the Shoyu like this. He told him, it's a very nice question. He said, but the truth is, you rant the Parshas Bamidbar. There's other Parshas in the Torah that also end this way. Parshas Lech Lecha ends by Yomos Terach Becharon. Parshas Vayikra ends Ule Isha Sheyishkav Im Tmeya. So there's a lot of parshas in the Torah that would seem to end the same way. So he said, what's the pshat? He said, the pshat is, he said, because when somebody gets up and you read from a parsha, what's the ending of the kriya? The ending of the kriya is the last pasuk. On some level, it is. But the truth is, that's not the ending. You know what the ending is? It's the bracha. It's Asher Nosan Lanu Teira Semes V'chaye Yoylom Nata B'soicheinu Baruch Ato Hashem Noisein HaTeira. And he says, because today we end every single aliyah with the bracha, so the bracha that we're being Messiahim with, that's always the key toiv. And he says, that's why you don't have to be so sensitive to this. Yeah, l'katchilo, but we're being Messiahim anyways with a bracha. And the siyum is not the v'lo liris kevala sakodesh v'meisu. The way the aliyah ends is Asher Nosan Lanu Teira Semes. So, being that that's the siyum, see, anyways, being Messiah B'davar Toiv, it's not something you have to worry about. So, Ben Ishchai says, I'll tell you where it'd be a nafgamina. It'd be a nafgamina if someone's doing Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. So, he's doing Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, L'churi should have the same hergish, the same sensitivity. You don't want to be Messiah with Azap Posik, Vamesu. You don't want to be Messiah Vayomas Terech Becharon. So, he says that anytime a person's doing Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum and he comes to a parish that ends with such a posik, he says there are other parishes as well. That a Baal Hergish will understand that's not a pasuk you want to end with. So he says you should just go into the next parasha, start the first pasuk. Like this, he won't be Messiah in that. But he says, Kriyas HaTorah, you don't have to worry about. He says, because Kriyas HaTorah, the Siyum is not the last pasuk, but the Siyum is Asher Nosan Lanu Teiras Emes. So I was thinking like this. The Chafetz Chaim wrote a sefer called Teres Abayas. The sefer Teres Abayas was written to be mechazik people in the inyan of Limud HaTorah. He says people are kaveit, about Torah there's no question, but he says he feels that people don't fully appreciate what it means to learn Torah and what schar a person's going to get for every single word of Torah that he learns. So he says, I'm writing a sefer called Teres Abayas to be mechazik the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, a mitzvah that people observe, but not karoi, because there's so much here, and a person would not want to come up to Shemayim and find out that he lost out because he didn't have a little more time, and he wasn't Moisa Nefesh a little bit more in the Indian of Limud HaTorah. We just had the Gemara, the Rav Ashi had a sheiches with the Malach HaMavis, and when the Malach HaMavis came to take him, so what did Rav Ashi tell him? He told him, give me 30 days to chazer, because Ashrei Misha Bola Kan V'Talmudei Biyote, and the Makar is the Gemara Psachim Daf Nun, where the Gemara says, Rav Shulam Levi's son had an outer body experience, and he heard things, Vastutzach in Yenevelt, and his father asked him, he says, what did you hear? He told me, Shamati Shahayu Oimrim, I heard a ram call, I went up to Shamayim, you want to know what they're saying? Vos Meretin De Gesalach In Oilam Haba, Ashrei Misha Bola Kan V'Talmudei Biyote. So the Chafetz Chaim says, I'm writing a sefer Teres Habayis like this. When a person comes up to Shemayim and he hears they say Ashrei Misha Bala Kam V'Talmudei Biyadei, he's going to be able to show receipts. He's going to be able to say, you want to see Talmudei Biyadei? Da Hasta, here you go. Here's the printout. I'll show you all the Torah that I learned.
Torah Nifla. But this is what the Chafetz Chaim says. So he started off with a psicha. So this is the Chafetz Chaim writing a psicha to a sefer that's about Talmud Torah. So what was the Heilige Chafetz Chaim thinking? How is he going to be mechazik people, right? Imagine, this is like great insight. Like, what would the Chafetz Chaim tell someone if he had the opportunity to sit with him for 5 minutes and tell him, I want to be mechazik you in the Indian of Talmud Torah? Which Chazal is he going to pick? Which Bavli, which Yerushalmi, which Medrash, which Chassam Sofer? Like, what would the Chafetz Chaim tell this Yid if he's coming to be mechazik him? So this is what the Chafetz Chaim said. He said, we say in Kriya Shema every single day that there's a mitzvah to learn Torah. V'shinantam levanecha v'dibartavam. V'shiftecha b'veisecha. Uvlechtecha v'aderech. Uvshachbecha uvkumecha. So the Chafetz Chaim said that this pasuk you could darshan al pi drush. A drush. This is what the Chafetz Chaim said. He said, v'shiftecha b'veisecha. Says Chazal say, chachmas nashim bonsa beisa. And bonsa beisa is referring to Torah. Chachmas nashim, the chachma of Torah, is bonsa beisa, l'lamedcha. That any person that's kind of Torah, konoloi bias la'ilam haba. When he goes up to ilam haba, he's going to have a bias. That's chachmas nashim bonsa beisa. That a person that learns Torah, he's going to have a bias in the next world. V'shinantam levanecha v'dibartabam. A person should learn Torah so that b'shiftecha b'veisecha. When he comes to the next world, it's going to be chachmas nashim bonsa beisa. He's going to be someone that was konoloi divrei Torah and therefore konoloi bias. He says, the Gemara says in the end of Masechtas Brachas, and it's also Gemara in the end of Masechtas Ma'id Katan. Talmid Chachamim ain't lehem menucha. Loi ba'ilam hazev, loi ba'ilam haba. Shenemar yelchu mechayol al chayol, yeiroa le'loikim betzion. So he says, Meres, that a person, Talmid Chachamim, a person that learns Torah in this world, right? The dog that says Talmid Chachamim, that person learns Torah in this world. When he goes into the next world, he's going to be v'lechta chavaderech. It's going to be yelchu mechayol al chayol. He's going to have no menucha, because he's going to be continuously steiging. V'shinantam levanecha v'dibartabam uvelechtecha v'aderech. That if a person learns Torah in this world, then uvelechtecha v'aderech will be tamidei chachamim that are ein lehem menucha ba'olam haba. Uveshach becha. Chazal say that tamidei chachamim sh'oimrim dvar halacha mipiv that when a tzaddik, when a Talmud Chacham is lying in a kever, but sif soif sov adoiva voice, and because sif soif sov adoiva voice, so b'shach b'cha, while he's lying, he's constantly learning Torah. V'shinantam levanecha v'dibartabam, so that b'shach b'cha, you'll be able to learn Torah. And then finally, uvkumecha, he said, Chazal say, that Omar Rab Levi said, that really the Torah did not have to be given in this world. Rab Levi said this. We didn't need the Torah. Why? Because one day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to teach us all the Torah. So why was the Torah given in this world? When the Eibush is going to come teach Torah in Olam Haba, you are called Yoidim Be'ez Parshu Asuk. He's going to know it's flying. You will have prepared. You will have had my, oh, I learned my cotton once. I learned Chagiga. I learned Yevamis. I learned Erevin. You know a little bit. And that's what the Pasuk means. It says, V'hoyim Shamaya Tishma. V'hoyim Shamaya. If you're going to listen, Be'olam Hazeh, Tishma. This is a Chazal. Le'olam Haba, Mipiya Kodesh Baruch Hu. When's this going to happen? So Chafetz Chaim said this is in the Olam HaTchiyo. And that's Uvkumecha. When the Yidden are going to stand up for Tchiyas HaMesim, they're going to have Torah again. So the Chafetz Chaim's Chizik. This was his psicha to the Sefer that he wrote to push it be mechazik people to push a little harder. A bissel meh. When it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, he said, "V'shinantam levanecha v'dibartabam." He says, "When you want to know why you learn Torah, of course you learn Torah for this world. All the schools that come with learning Torah in this world, Talmid Chachamim have all the milos." But he said, in addition to all that, he says, when a person learns Torah, he has a rechush gadol. He has something that he's going to be able to take with him forever. In fact, because and whoever learns Torah in this world is konolei bias ba'olam haba. It's going to be uvelechtecha v'aderech. The way our Gemara ended, Talmid Chachamim ein lehem menucha ba'olam hazeh v'loy ba'olam haba shenema yelchu michayel olchayel yeroy lekim secha. It's going to be b'shach b'cha. It's going to be Talmid Chacham she'oyim midvar halachim yipiv sif soif sadoiv vayis bekever. In the kever you're going to be learning Torah. And then uvkumech, when the Eibush is going to come give shir, Literally, you're going to be mekabel the pnei adon, and you're going to hear Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You'll understand what's going on. Because v'hayim shemaya b'olam haza, then it's going to be tishma la'olam haba. This was the chizik that the Chafetz Chaim gave for people to learn a little bit more Torah. Sechtes moy cotton. The end of the Masechta deals with Havelas. And Tosfos says, therefore, the Tanom, and they wrote the Mishnayos, they wanted to be Messiah with a Dover Toif. And therefore, the last line of the Mishnayos is, Bila Hamavis LaNetzach, Umacha Hashem Elohim Dima, Meyal Kopan. We have the Gemara on the Mishnayos. And the Gemara was also Messiah with a Dover Toif. Ravina, who was Sadik HaTomah Yifrach, and Ravashi, who was Ke'eres Balvanar Yiske, they also wanted to be Messiah in the Gemara with a Dover Toif. So what's the last Gemara? The last Gemara is V'Amar Rab Levi. K'layoytz mi'beis ha'knesses l'beis medrash, u'mi'beis ha'medrash l'beis ha'knesses, zoichol u'mekabel p'nei shechino, she'nema yel chumei chayol al-choyol. And Amar Rab Chiba Rashi Amar Rab, talmidei chachom ein la'menucha afilu lo'y l'mhabo, she'nema yel chumei chayol al-choyol. You know what this pasuk is? This pasuk talks about how Torah, the mitzvah of Torah, is not just something we do for this world, but the mitzvah of Torah is something that we do lenetzach nitzachim. This last gemara is the bracha that every single yid makes after he's over the Torah. Asher nosan lanu Torah semes v'chayei olam nata b'seichenu. It's chayei olam. What does it mean v'chayei olam? It's b'shiftecha b'veisecha. It's uvelechtecha v'aderech. It's uveshachbecha. It's uvkumech. Like the Chafetz Chaim says in his psicha to Torah Abayis. Just like we end an aliyah l'toyra, said the Ben Ishchai in Rav Pa'alim, in Chelik Dalet, Tshuva Membeis, with V'chayi Yoylam Nata B'Soichenu. That's the Bim Messiah B'Dover Toiv, and that's how we're Mekayim the Ramah. It's Simit Kuf Lamed Ches. That's the exact Dover Toiv that Masech Tesmai Khan ends with. It ends with V'chayi Yoylam Nata B'Soichenu. We should all be Zoichem as on this vision fin kein tsar, Bilam of Islanetzach. We should all be Zoichem to learn Torah, and it should be Besalechacha Tancha Yisach, Beshachbacha Tishmai Rolecha, Vakitsoisa Yitesichacha. And on that note, Hadron Allah, Ve'elu Megalchen, Uslik Allah, Mesechtes Moit Kotna.